Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going to do our randomised team for grand final week. We will hopefully do another one a little bit later where we'll just focus on the two teams that are in the grand final this weekend, the Penrith Panthers and the Parramatta Eels. But I thought today, as it is grand final week, we'd do an extra randomised team this week. Got my two packs of footy cards. The theme will be just premiership winning players. So for example, if I pull a card from the Sydney Roosters, you are able to pick any player that has ever won a premiership for the Sydney Roosters. You need to pick a player that's won a comp for the Roosters, though. You can't pick a player that won a comp elsewhere that played for the Roosters at some point. So they had to have won in 18, 19, 02, or what was it, 13 or 75, whatever the hell you want to go back to. You have to pick a player that has won a premiership with that specific team that we call out. If we get the Penrith Panthers and the Parramatta Eels, you still need to pick a player that has won a premiership with them. So the Eels is a tough one. You have to go all the way back to 1986. I'll tell you what, let's make it a little bit interesting. We'll say the Penrith Panthers and the Parramatta Eels side, you can either pick from their premiership winning sides or their team that is running out this weekend. So Parramatta and Penrith, you can pick from their team that is running out this weekend or from any of their premiership winning sides. That might open it up a little bit tough for some of you younger listeners to probably go back to 1986. That makes it a tough gig. So you can pick from the current Penrith, from the current Parramatta Eels side. And fuck, aren't there some talented players in there to pick from? So we all know how randomised team works. 1 to 20, 1 to 13 are in their positions. 14 is a utility. 15, 16, jersey 15 and 16 are middle forward, 17 is a back rower. Then your 18, 19, 20, they're your extended bench. And you need to pick a player who is a utility outside back, a player that is a utility forward, and then a utility spine player as well. And we are only picking premiership winners or players that are running out for the Penrith Panthers or the Parramatta Eels this weekend. The vast majority of those Panthers, obviously premiership winners anyway, as they won it last year. Once you pick a player, you have to leave them in that position. You cannot move them around after you've selected them. You might want to get out a pen and paper or do it on the notes in your phone. After I read out what card and what player, which team you're going to have to select from, you might want to pause the podcast so that you can write yours down or type yours down before I pick mine and see where we go different. I've had a couple of shockers over the last few weeks where I forgot really important guys. Had the Panthers last week. I forgot about Freddie somehow. Got about six posters of him in here. Don't know how the fuck I forgot about Freddie. And then with the Warriors the week before, forgot about Isaac Luke as well. So hopefully no bed shitting from me, but we will see how we go. Our first, well, both our pack of cards are from the 2019 traders. We are flying through this box just quietly. Might have to buy some more in the coming weeks. All right. Let's have a look. Our first card, our very first one that we have to choose is from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. We've got Benny Hunt. So our first player has to come from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Now, the last time the Dragons won a comp was, of course, 2010. So that great side there, coached by Wayne Bennett, plenty of guys to pick from that team. Obviously, the stars from that side. Darius Boyd at fullback was amazing. Obviously, had Jamie Soward in the 5-8. You had Brett Morris on the wing. The centres, Matt Cooper, Mark Gasnier. Forwards, Bo Scott, Ben Cray, Jeremy Smith, Mick Wayman. A heap of guys to choose from there. For me, though, my first pick is going to be on the wing, and I'm going to go for Brett Morris. Could have also picked him as a Rooster as he won a comp with them as well. But Brett Morris, he's going to be my first pick on the Sting. Not very often you pick your winger first. I just think down the track I can probably do better than Hornby, Soward, Darius Boyd, Dean Young. Sort of that team was more of a real, just a champion 13 instead of superstars throughout that side. So Brett Morris, he's my first pick from the St. George Illawarra Dragons from their 2010 Premiership winning side. Our next card is a checklist card, and it is from the West Tigers. So we need to pick a player from the 2005 West Tigers. Standouts there, Brett Hodgson, Benji Marshall, Scotty Prince, Robbie Farah. So a few guys to pick from there. I think the obvious one, though, is Benji Marshall, and I'm going to pick Benji at 5'8 in my team. So far from the West Tigers, Benji Marshall and Brett Morris from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Pretty happy with that start there. And here's our first one from the Parramatta Eels, Daniel Alvaro. So you either get to pick a player from the current Parramatta Eels team right now, or you can pick a player from the 1986 Parramatta Eels that won their premiership. So two options there. Heap of guys you could pick from the current side, or you could go back to 1986 where they beat the Canterbury Bulldogs 4-2. No try scored in that game. All goals, all penalty goals, pretty wild. For me, I'm obviously looking at the team from 1986. Sterling comes to mind straight away as halfback, could go him. But Brett Kenny, he's always been my guy. I've already got Benji Marshall at 6. So I'm going to pick Brett Kenny, and I'm going to chuck him in the centres in my side. If you're picking from the current team, so many options. Could go Dill Brown, could go Mitch Moses, Isaiah Papali'i, Junior Bolo. A heap of options that you could go from that current side. But I'm going to take Brett Kenny from the Parramatta Eels. Our next card is Victor Radley from the Sydney Roosters. So the Roosters, they've won a number of premierships over the years. You can pick just about anyone you want from all those premierships that they won. So that opens the door for a Cooper Cronk. That opens the door for a Brad Fittler, an Anthony Minicello, an Adrian Morley, a Craig Fitzgibbon, a Waria Hargraves, a Boyd Cordner. The opportunities there are Sonny Bill Williams you could go for as well. Endless opportunity there. But me personally, I am going to grab Brad Fittler, and I'm going to play him in the 13 jersey. Freddie Fittler, going to pick him in the 13 from the Sydney Roosters. Funnily enough, the same jersey that Victor Radley wears for the Chooks. So I've already got Benji and Brett Kenny, 2 5'8s along with Freddie, so 3 5'8s in my team. I've got Brett Kenny in the centres, Brad Fittler at 13, and Benji Marshall in the 6. Our next card is a New South Wales Blues card. It is Tariq Sims. He was playing for the St. George Illawarra Dragons at the time. So we will just pick from the Dragon side. So we've already got Brett Morris from the 2010 side. I think we'll stick to that because obviously all their premierships before that were the St. George Dragons. So we'll stick to that 2010 team. And a few more options in this side. Obviously hard. Probably looking at one of the centers here, Matt Cooper or Mark Gasnier to pick in the centers. Could go Jason Nightingale or Darius Boyd on the Stings. Couple of forwards to pick there. But I think Mark Gasnier is probably going to be my pick, and I'm going to pick him in the centres to partner Brett Kenny. I'm going to go for the great Mark Gasnier. Wouldn't push back on you if you picked Matt Cooper as well, just quietly. Probably the more complete centre, but the upside of Mark Gasnier was just unbelievable. So he's my pick from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. We've already had two of them. Hopefully we don't come across many more Dragons. Our next one is Ash Taylor from the Gold Coast Titans. Now, I forgot to mention, if you get the Gold Coast Titans, they obviously haven't won a premiership. They haven't featured in the grand final. You can pick a Titan from any time. So any Gold Coast Titans that have ever played for them, you can choose one of them. If we get the Warriors that come up, I should have said this earlier, you have to pick a player from the 2002 or the 2011 side that made the grand final. They haven't won a premiership, so they have to come from the 2002 or the 2011 side that went all the way to the big dance. But our next card is Ash Taylor from the Gold Coast Titans. So we need to pick a player from the Gold Coast Titans. to be honest with you, when I look at their current side, Tino, he really stands out to me automatically. My other pick that I would probably lean towards, you could go with Preston Campbell, Matt Rogers. You could go with Scotty Prince, obviously, Luke Bailey. Greg Bird's always a really good pick for me. I like picking Birdie my sides, but I've already sort of got a 13. I might go for... Actually, no, you know what? I am going to go for Greg Bird, but I'm going to pick him on the bench in jersey 17. He's going to be my bench guy to come on there. Could have picked him in the back row, but I think he's more of a middle sort of guy. So Greg Bird, he's going to be jersey 17, sort of my back rower guy to come off the bench. So Greg Bird's my pick from the Gold Coast Titans. Our next card is Jordan Kahu from the Brisbane Broncos. So I get to pick a player from the Brisbane Broncos. Obviously, numerous premierships that they have won. What is it, 92, 93, 97, 98, 2000, 2006. Many premierships to choose from there with the Brisbane Broncos. A number of forwards you could go, obviously, like a Glenn Lazarus, a Gordon Tallis, these sort of guys. If you need wingers, Wendell Saylors, Lottie Takiri, so many to pick from. But if you've got an opportunity to pick Darren Lockyer in the side, I think you're crazy not to pick him. So I'm going to go with Darren Lockyer in the fullback spot for me. Darren Lockyer at fullback from the Brisbane Broncos. Won a number of premierships there. Very, very happy with how that turned out. All right, our next one is George Tafua from the Manly Seagulls. So you need to pick a premiership winner from the Manly Seagulls. Obviously had a heap of premierships that this team has won. You go back to, obviously, like 2008, they won a comp. 2011, they won a comp there as well. Plenty of guys to choose from here. I've already got a 13 in Brad Fittler, so I don't really need a Glenn Stewart in my side. I could pick him on an edge. Could go with a Chock Watmo. Could also go with a Steve Menzies, obviously. I'm sort of leaning towards Beaver at the moment. Do need a halfback, so could still go with the great Jeff Tuvey, Matty Orford, Dally Cherry Evans. Plenty of options there. Wingers, couple of guys, obviously, from the Manly Seagulls that I could go for there, but I think I can maybe find more wingers later. If you need 5'8", obviously, the great Cliffy Lyons, you could select there as well. Kieran Foran, heaps of options there. But in the back row, I am going to go for Steve Menzies. I'm going to pick him on an edge there. Steve Menzies, very, very happy with how that has turned out with one of my back rowers. So that's my pick from the Manly Seagulls. All right, our next card is Aaron Woods from the Cronulla Sharks. They have only won one premiership, so you have to pick someone from the 2016 premiership-winning Cronulla Sharks side. I still need a winger, so I'm looking at Val Holmes. He could potentially be a little grab there. I need a halfback. Probably won't take Chad. 9, could go for Mick Ennis here. Luke Lewis, could pick him in the back row as well. I'd be really happy with that pick. But I think I might take this opportunity to fill one of my front rowers, and it's going to be the great Paul Gallen. Obviously, an argument, well, I mean, no argument really, that Andrew Fifita, he was the premier front rower in that team at the time. But I just think Paul Gallen, what he achieved throughout his career, I just think he'd be a great pick in the front row there. So Paul Gallen from the Cronulla Sharks is my pick there, the Aaron Woods card. Our next card is Jordan Rapana from the Canberra Raiders. Obviously just fell short in 2019, so you can't pick any of the current Raiders. You have to go all the way back to 1994. Big, big test here. Now, I need wingers. So, Nandruku, Ken Nagus, two champions are in that side. I also need a halfback. So, Ricky Stewart, he is looking really, really popular to me at the moment. But I can also take this opportunity to pick Steve Walters or Bradley Clyde. Could pick Brad Clyde in the back row. Could also... yeah, plenty of options here. Steve Walters at 9 would be pretty fucking handy as well. Will I get a better card than Ricky Stewart? I don't know, but I'm sure that there will be at least other guys that will come along that will be on his same level. Will I get a better player than Steve Walters at hooker? Personally, if I don't get a Melbourne Storm card, I don't think I'll get a better player than Steve Walters, so I'm going to pick Steve Walters at hooker. Criminally underrated Steve Walters, an absolute champion of our game, so I'm going to pick him at 9. The only other guy that you could probably be happy getting is Danny Badiris, and it should be noted, when Danny Badiris first became a 9, it was Steve Walters that actually taught him a lot about the position playing hooker. So Steve Walters, very underrated. I've got him as the second best hooker of all time, probably equal with Danny Badiris. So he's going to be my pick from the Canberra Raiders. And that is the end of our first pack of cards. We've got 10 more to go. So as my team stands at the moment, Darren Lockyer at fullback, Brett Morris on 1 week, Mark Gasnier on the other side, Brett Morris on the wing. My centres, Mark Gasnier and Brett Kenny, still need another winger. Benji Marshall at 6, up front, Paul Gallen in the front row, Steve Walters at 9. I need another front rower, then I need one of my back rowers to partner Steve Menzies with Brad Fittler in the 13, and then I've got my bench second rower, Jersey 17, which I've picked Greg Bird from the Gold Coast Titans. 10 more spots to fill. The most crucial ones. I need a halfback. I need to get a really good 7 out of this pack. Hopefully I can get a Joey, an Alan Langer, maybe even Ricky Stewart again. Cooper Cronk would be fantastic as well. So plenty of options that could fall my way here. Hopefully we get a good one. Need to find a good back rower and another good front rower. Hopefully I can get Glenn Lazarus somewhere from one of his three teams that he won premierships with. And then we've got to fill out the rest of our squad as well. So we are going to be looking for three front rowers during this period as well. We also need a utility in Jersey 14, which is always an interesting one to try and fill to see how well you can go. Let's open this next pack. It's a stubborn one, I'll tell you that much for free. All right, our next pack. Our very first card is Dallin Watene Zalesniak from the Penrith Panthers. So I can pick a current Penrith Panther or I can pick a Penrith Panther from one of their other premiership winning sides. So plenty of options to go through here. We've already got Brad Fittler in our team. Wingers, obviously a number of quality wingers. Could go Brian To'o from this current side. Lukey Lewis, Luke Rooney back in the day. A lot of champion wingers there. Halfbacks, Brandy, Greg Alexander, Nathan Cleary, plenty of options there. Front rowers, James Fisher-Harris, Joel Clinton. Heap of guys to pick in the front row. Back rowers, this is where it gets interesting. Could obviously go for like a Viliami Kikau, Liam Munn. Could go with a Mark Geyer as well. I think that'd be a really nice pick there. But do I take this opportunity to fill the halfback spot with Nathan Cleary, or do I back myself to get someone later? A tough one. I'm actually going to fill my back row spot here. I'm going to go with Mark Geyer. I reckon I can probably get an Alfie, a Joey, one of these guys in the halfback spot, even Sticky a little bit later as well. So I'm going to wait on that, or Cooper Cronk could be a good one too. From the Penrith Panthers, I'm going to pick Mark Geyer in the second row. Champion player, Mark Geyer, won the 1991 premiership and played a critical role in that premiership victory as well. Our next card is George Burgess from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. So I need to pick a player from the Bunnies. I still need a front rower, so I'm automatically leaning towards Sam Burgess. Wingers, could go for Alex Johnson. I probably don't think it's fair to pick GI on the wing. He's obviously been a centre and a fullback for the vast majority of his career. Didn't play a heap of wing when he was young, maybe, but definitely not with South Sydney. So I don't think that's fair, so I probably can't fit GI in my side right now. So I'm probably leaning towards Sam Burgess in the front row. Halfback, I wouldn't go for Adam Reynolds, so I think I'm going to go with Sam Burgess to start in the front row with Paul Gallen. Pretty happy how that's turned out. The Clive Churchill medalist from 2014, Sammy Burgess from the Bunnies. Our next card is Tamare Martin from the North Queensland Cowboys. Can you believe it? This was the name that we didn't mention the entire time. Jonathan Thurston. We can now take him at halfback, which I happily will to partner Benji Marshall. Completely forgot about Thurston and a Cowboy card coming up. So Jonathan Thurston from the North Queensland Cowboys, he will be our pick there. Could have also gone for like a Taumalolo on the bench, obviously. Couldn't have gone Matty Bowen. Sorry, he didn't win that comp. But plenty of options from that North Queensland Cowboys side that won in 2015. But for me, Jonathan Thurston in the halfback spot is the obvious one. Our next card is Moses Mbai from the West Tigers. So we go to the 2005 Tigers once again, which we already have taken Benji Marshall out of, which I assume the vast majority of you guys have. Wingers, could go Pat Richards, wouldn't be a bad little pick, but I'll probably back myself to find a better winger somewhere. And then I'm looking for bench middle forwards. So their starting front rowers were Lafranchi and, I want to say Scandalous, maybe Bryce Gibbs, one of those two. I'm pretty sure Toddy Payton came off the bench in that side as well. So this is a tough one. Not a stack of options here. I don't want to pick a winger. I'm not sure if I want to pick a 14, 15, or 16 out of this team either. So I think this is where sometimes you can tactically pick a player to go on your extended bench. And from this side, I'm going to take Scott Prince in jersey 18. He's going to be my coverage for my spine. So Scotty Prince in jersey 18, the captain of this West Tigers side from 2005. He's my pick there. Sometimes you've got to be a little bit tactical with your extended bench picks there. All right, our next card is Jake Friend from the Sydney Roosters. All right, Friendy. So straight away, I'm thinking Cooper Cronk. He's a halfback that I could plug there. Craig Wing, he obviously won a comp there. Actually, sorry, I've already got Jonathan Thurston, so I don't need halfback, but I do need a 14. So I could go for Cooper Cronk. I could go for Craig Wing. He'd be a nice little option. I've also got the opportunity to pick a winger, though, and Daniel Tupu, he's looking pretty juicy to me. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck as well. You go back to that early side, you could pick Anthony Minicello. He won a comp for the Roosters on the wing as well. Could go for Brett Mullins as well, who was a champion player. I think I might take this chance to fill that wing spot. I think I might go with Anthony Minicello. Daniel Tupu, very, very tempting, of course, but Minicello, I think he's one of the greatest players of all time. Started his career on the wing, won a premiership on the wing, and then transitioned to be one of the best fullbacks that our game has ever seen. I think injury stopped him from potentially being the best, as controversial as that might seem. But that's going to be my pick from the Jake Friend card. All right. Our next one, and the gods are testing us here, guys. They are really testing us. Our next one is Corey Thompson from the West Tigers. We need to pick another player from the West Tigers. Shout out to Corey Thompson. Retired this week. What a cracking career it has been. Mr. Reliable. We dropped a podcast on him yesterday. If you'd like to go and have a listen to it, myself, Kempy and Timmy talking about him. Corey Thompson from the West Tigers. Now, I've already taken Scott Prince. I've already taken Benji Marshall. So it's getting pretty slim in this side. Very, very tough for me. I am going to probably go for... I'm going to probably pick another one of my extended bench guys respectfully to this West Tigers team. I'm probably going to go for Brett Hodgson, and I'm going to pick him as my outside backs coverage. Brett Hodgson could play fullback, could play wing, and could probably fill in at center if you were desperate. But Brett Hodgson there, hopefully that is the last West Tigers card that we get. Actually, you know what? Brett Hodgson played a lot at fullback. I think it's probably better off if I go Pat Richards there. An out-and-out winger can cover more spots there. So Paddy Richards, he'll be my pick. Could have gone Richards or Brett Hodgson there. Fingers crossed that is the last West Tigers card, respectfully, to the 2005 Tigers. Pretty tough gig there. Crazy they won that comp when you look back at that team. Obviously, Princey and Benji, but both were very young. Robbie Farrell was very young. And then outside of that, there really are no absolute superstars in that team. Crazy. What an achievement 2005 was. All right, our next card is Matty Pryor from the Cronulla Sharks. So we have to pick a player from the 2016 Sharky side. All I need now is a 14, a 15, and a 16. So, and a jersey 20, which will be my forward coverage. So straight away, I can pick 14, and I could go for a James Maloney here, go for a Val Holmes, a Mick Ennis. Jack Bird would be another good little pick there. He won a premiership. But for me, I'm going to pick my bench front rower, and I'm going to go for Andrew Fifita there. You could, if you haven't picked your 17 yet or one of your back rowers, Luke Lewis would be a really good pick. If you don't have Gallen yet, he'd be a good pick as well. But I'm going to go with Andrew Fifita as one of my bench front rowers, jersey 15. Our next card, fuck, it's come too late. Unbelievable. Our next card is Herman Sasa from the Newcastle Knights. Now, if you have been patient and you have waited with your halfback spot, you will be able to pick up the great Andrew Johns here, which will be a fantastic get. If you've waited for your hooker spot and you're hoping for a Cameron Smith to come up, maybe you want to play it safe here and take Danny Badiris, because it could get tough after this. Some big decisions for you guys to make there. For me, though, I am going to pick Joey. He is the obvious one, and I'm going to pick him in jersey 14. Andrew Johns. If you've got the opportunity to pick Joey, you have to pick him. I can't get him in my starting team, so 14 will have to be.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, this is great. This is sensational. Now, if you just folded and you took Danny Badiris because you were nervous about getting a Melbourne Storm card or not to get Smithy, cop that. Cameron Munster from the Melbourne Storm is our next card that has just appeared. If you held your nerve this entire way, well done to you. A sensational knock. You'll be able to get either a Cameron Smith, a Cooper Cronk, or a Billy Slater in one of those key positions. Unbelievable. For me, I need a front row forward, so it is a really obvious one for me. I'm going to go back to 1999, and I'm going to get myself a Glenn Lazarus to come off the bench with Andrew Fifita and Greg Bird. And our very last card, I don't know what position you guys need to fill, but I need to fill an extended bench spot that is a forward, and I have pulled the Canterbury Bulldogs card, which means I'm going to take the opportunity. Number of guys to pick from here: Steve Price, Willie Mason, Bobcat Ryan. Plenty of guys to go through, but I'm going to pick Sonny Bill Williams on my bench. Obviously won a premiership in 2004 with the side. Let's have a look through my 1-20 of premiership winners. Darren Lockyer from the Brisbane Broncos at fullback. Brett Morris on one wing from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Anthony Minicello from the Sydney Roosters on the other wing. My centres, Mark Gasnier from the Dragons, and the great Brett Kenny Burt from the Parramatta Eels. Benji Marshall at 6. Jonathan Thurston at 7 from the Tigers and the Cowboys respectively. Paul Gallen in the front row with Sam Burgess, the Sharkies and the South Sydney Rabbitohs Warriors there. At 9, the great Steve Walters from the Canberra Raiders. In the back row, Mark Geyer from the 91 Penrith Panthers side. Steve Menzies from the Manly Sea Eagles. And then I've got the great Brad Fittler from the 2002 Roosters side in jersey 13. My bench, how about my 14, my utility, Andrew Joey Johns from the 2001 Newcastle Knights side. Andrew Fifita from the 2016 Cronulla Sharks, the hero on that night. Number 16, the great Glenn Lazarus from the 1999 Melbourne Storm side. And then jersey 17 was my player from the Gold Coast Titans. I went for Greg Bird. On my extender bench, my coverage for my spine is Scotty Prince from the 05 Tigers. My coverage for my outside backs, also from the 05 Tigers, is Paddy Richards. And from the Canterbury Bulldogs in 2004, my coverage for the forward pack, Sonny Bill Williams. What a way to finish. A little bit disappointed with how many Tigers cards we got, and I'm very keen to see how you guys handled that situation. I think we ended up with 3 Tigers there, so that made life very difficult. I imagine most of you got Benji, and then I would hope a lot of you filled your extended bench, because if you did, I think you could have got a pretty strong side like I have. But if you plugged him into your starting side, I don't know, it might be looking a little bit grim. So send me in your teams, take a photo, take a screenshot, send me in your sides, let me know how you went, let me know if I slept on anyone, or maybe if I pick someone that you forgot, let me know how your team shapes up against mine.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.